Grab your Bibles. Amen. I've got a few scriptures for you. John, the 20th chapter, starting with the 19th verse. Also Acts, the 2nd chapter, starting with the 1st verse. And Genesis 2 and 7. But we're going to be reading John 20 and 19 first. The title of my message is The Breath of the Kingdom. The Breath of the Kingdom. John 20 and 19, if you're there, say amen. Amen. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Acts 2, starting with the first verse. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them dividing tongues as a fire, and one set upon each of them. And they were filled all. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the spirits gave them utterance. Genesis 2 and 7. If you need to know what that is, it's the first book of the Bible. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Amen. Would you bow your head with me? Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, God, for each and every one that's here tonight. I pray for your anointing to rest in this place. God, I pray that you would touch this physical body, Lord, that I may preach your word and teach your word tonight. God, I need your anointing. I need your touch. I pray, God, that you would anoint every ear to hear, every heart to receive, and every mind to understand. God, we come against anything that would try to bind up this service. In the name of Jesus, we loose your people to receive. And we give you the praise, honor, and glory. Amen. And amen. Turn around and tell your neighbor, Jesus is about to breathe again. Amen. Jesus paid the price. Turn around and tell your neighbor, Jesus paid the price. The disciples was locked up in a room because Jesus had died and they were afraid for their lives. So they were hid. How many knows you can't hide from Jesus? He'll find you out. Amen. And so as they were hid, Jesus came into the room, for he had paid the price for the kingdom of God here on earth. And he was resurrected. He stepped into the room, walked through walls, for the doors and the windows were locked. But then Jesus was suddenly among them. How many knows you can't lock him out? And as Jesus was standing there, he showed them his hands and his side. He showed them the evidence of the price that he was paid. But yet he was alive. How many's glad he's alive? Amen. And as he's there, he literally breathes on them. But I like this. He said, "As the Father sends me, I send you." Man, that's powerful. He's saying, as God sent me into the world, I'm sending you. Oh, I could tell you that Jesus said that he's anointed to preach the gospel to the poor and to set the captive free. How many knows we've been sent like Jesus has been sent? John came preaching that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said this. He said, I baptize you in water unto repentance, but there's one coming after me whose shoes I can't even tie or untie. He said, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost in fire. But he said this, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's here. Jesus preached the gospel. You know, there's a good news of the kingdom. So Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom. But when Jesus Christ died and was resurrected, the kingdom of God had been established on this earth. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But then he breathed. Everybody say breathe.
Breathe.
He breathed on them the breath of life. He said, receive the Holy Spirit. For as my Father sent me, I send you. In Genesis, I read to you that God created man in his image. After his likeness, he created him. He created him from the dust of the ground. Isn't it amazing that God spoke everything into existence? But when it came to man, it was a personal touch. He formed us. And when he formed us, you've got to understand, here when he gets done forming us, there is man. There is man in all of his abilities, with the brain to think, with the heart to beat, with the ability to think, with the ability to see, with the ability to hear, with the ability to taste, with the ability to walk, with the ability to feel. But man could not function in the full abilities that he was created in, because he was not alive. I wish somebody would amen. I'm about ready to preach right here. Here was man who had all these abilities, but the abilities could not come to fruition until God breathed.
Amen.
The first mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, God went, and the breath of God filled man, and man stood up, and man began to function in the abilities that he was created for. When the breath of God came into Adam, his brain began to click. He opened his eyes and he could see. He could touch, he could feel. He stood up. No one had to teach him how to speak. For he had the ability in him. But unless God breathed on him, there he was, an unfunctioning human being that God created him to be. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Listen, the word for breathe there literally means breath and spirit. What did God breathe into him? He didn't breathe air into him. When God breathed into him, the Spirit of God, which brings life. Can I do a little teaching from you? Every spirit that we have on this earth flows from the very Spirit of God.
Amen.
I don't think you hear that. My spirit in me flows from God's spirit. That's why Paul said, when I speak in tongue, my spirit prays, because my spirit makes connection with God's spirit, which birthed my, I don't wish somebody would say amen, birthed my spirit, praise God, because that's what created man, and man became a living soul because he breathed on them. And then Jesus breathed on the church. He said, he breathed and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Spirit, breath, spirit. I wish somebody would praise him. I'm getting ready to preach. I feel the glory of God getting ready to hit this place. He said, as my Father sends me, I send you. Now you got to understand, here Jesus Christ, with his preaching, with the cross, with his resurrection, he has created a church. He has formed a church. He has drawn from different areas and different people, and he made his church. And he created his church with functions.
Yes.
What are the functions? According to Matthew 10, 7 and 8, to heal the sick,
yes,
to cleanse the lepers,
yes,
to raise up the dead, to cast out devils. I wish somebody would hear me. I'm here to tell you the church isn't dead, but the church is alive. Amen. We were created with functions. We are not just here to just be a bystander over on John Street. We were created to make a difference. There is abilities in the church that God wants to use.
Amen.
Are you ready? And then this church that God formed, they asked Jesus, what do we do now? He said, go dwell in Jerusalem until you are endued with power. For you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And turn around and tell your neighbor, power.
Power.
What is he saying? I've created you a church. Get ready. I'm about to breathe some life into the church. And then the church can function under the functions that I created the church to walk in, to dwell in, to live in, to be in. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So here they are, 120 of them who are there. I'm glad you asked. The Bible said they were there. Peter was there. He denied Christ. James and John was there. Matthew, a tax collector, was there. Oh, don't tell no one, but Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there. Mary Magdalene, whom Jesus Christ cast demons out of her because she was a woman of ill repute. But they were created for something better than what they were. And here they are. They're there. God had put them all together and they're waiting. Then all of a sudden, suddenly, on the day of Pentecost, suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Can you say amen? I want you to know this thing came from heaven. It didn't come from the devil. It came from heaven. Can you say amen? What was happening? There was what Jesus Christ formed, his church. Can I do a little teaching here? What are we? Oh, but what is the church? The body of who? Are you ready? God created man in his image. Jesus created the church, a body, the body of Christ in his, oh my Lord, in his image, after his likeness. Anybody catching this? And then suddenly there came a sound as what? A mighty rushing wind. A mighty rushing wind. A mighty rushing wind. And it filled the place where they were sitting. The word, therefore, spirit is pneuma. Spirit, breath, or breathe. Anybody catching this?
Yes.
They're the churches, but they're not functioning in what God called them to function in. They're fishermen and they're tax collectors, but in a minute, there's going to be a change in who they are because the breath of God, the Spirit of God is about ready to fill them and they're about ready to come alive. The church is about ready to wake up. The church is about ready to function. The church is about ready to move in what God called them to be. Can you say amen? When he breathes that pneuma, filled them. Then all of a sudden, cloven tongues of fire sat on them. Have you ever seen a commercial or a picture where they're standing there like this and there's a cloven tongue of fire above their head?
Yeah.
No, it sat on them. I'm not sitting on the Bible, but if I was to I would be sitting on the Bible. What happens when I sit on the Bible? The Bible, although it's still there, you can't see it. For who's sitting on it. Amen. They began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance, as they were full of the power of God. Men of the city began to hear them. They thought they were drunk. And Peter said, how can these men be drunk? As you would think, seeing it's only the ninth hour. They're not been drinking. Not like you think they are. This is the new wine. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? This is the new wine. And then Peter stood up. This man who just before that denied Christ three times, sitting in a fire and even curse, but there was something different about him. What was different about him is he got breathed on by the Holy Spirit, and he got up and preached a message, and 3,000 were saved. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? I'm talking about the power of God, the breath of God that brings life to the church.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, these things and greater shall you do, because I go to the Father. I send you to cast out devils, to heal the sick, to cleanse the lepers. But here they are, and he preached. 3,000 got saved. And then here's Peter and John walking to church. They'd just been in prayer. And a man that had been sitting at the gate called Beautiful for many years, begging for money, says, hey, a couple dollars, will you? And they said, silver and gold have we not, but what we have we give unto you in the name of Jesus. And they reached over and grabbed his hand and lifted him up. And the Bible said strength come to his legs, and he was totally divinely healed. What happened? What was the difference? They had been to an upper room, and they'd been breathed on by the Holy Spirit, and they become a church that is alive and functioning in the functions that God created them to be. Now, I said all that to say this. God spoke to me and said, son, it is time for the church to come alive. It is time for the church to function in what I called it to be. How many's tired of people not being healed? How many's tired of not seeing miracles? How many want to see God move in miraculous ways? What we need is another blast of the breath of God and the Holy Spirit in the church. What we need is the Holy Spirit. I heard an evangelist speak one time, and she was talking about how she came to know the Lord. And when she was a little girl, she was raised in a church that didn't believe in healing, didn't believe in praising God, didn't believe in shouting. And they would go to church every Sunday morning, but they would pass this little church, and her mother would say, don't go around them people. They're holy rollers. They got some magic dust. They'll throw it on you and you'll start acting like them. I heard that. I said, oh, Lord, there's some churches I'd like to throw some buckets on. And she said, when we would go by, they were getting out of the car hollering, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She said, they'd have church so loud. While we were having church, we couldn't even hear because they were having church. But don't go around them people. Her mother got sick with cancer. Dropped down to 80 pounds. They gave her no hope. She was laid down in her bed. She hadn't sit up in months, hadn't spoken in months, getting ready to die. And her pastor from her church came and prayed a prayer, something like this. Oh God, we pray that your will be done in our sister's life. If it's your will that she be sick and suffer, Lord, we pray that you allow us to accept it. Amen. She said, I was a little girl of about 12 years old, and I went and sat on the porch as he left. And she said, I began to cry and said, God, if you can't do nothing for mama, nobody can. She said, all of a sudden, she heard some singing. And she looked down that dusty road down in the holler in Kentucky. And she looked, and here come the choir. from that little church. And they were singing, glory, hallelujah. Somebody touch me. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody touch me. And right up front was the pastor of that little church. She said, I watched them come up. Then they turned the corner. They come through the gate. She said, every step that pastor was taking, he was speaking in another language. And the choir was following him. He came up and said, honey, God spoke to me and told me to come and pray for your mama. Hallelujah. She said, come on in. And she said, I was curious. So I was peeking around the corner to see what was happening. She said, the choir gathered around and they begin to hum. And she said, the pastor lifted his hands up in the air and said, in the name of Jesus, God, you are our healer. You are our redeemer. She said, he reached over and laid his hand on her head and said, in the name of Jesus, cancer, I curse you and I demand you to leave. I wish somebody would praise him right now. She said, I watched and mama set up for the first time in about 4 months. But when she set up, she was speaking in another language. And we've been Holy Ghost filled ever since. I'm talking about the very power and glory of God in the church. Lord, breathe on us again. Let the pneuma flow. God, breathe that the functions of the Holy Ghost can move again. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a breath of God that raises people out of wheelchairs, that causes the blind eyes to see. This is the function, but not only that, to win the lost. God, breathe on us and give us a revival to people who are trying to beat the doors down. I told God one day, I said, God, give us a revival to where people are standing on the outside. The last couple Sundays, I said, Lord, we're almost there. We're almost there. Amen. Place packed out. But I'm thinking, get a new building, fill it full. Amen. Full of the power of God, because the power of God is going to draw us when we move and function in the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about an anointed breathed upon worship team. I'm talking about an anointed breathed upon ushers. Hallelujah. Wouldn't it be great that when ushers are bringing them in, they're getting saved and the ushers are leading them to the Lord or praying for them and they're getting out of wheelchairs? Wouldn't it be great if a revival broke out in children's church and hundreds of young children are getting saved? Wouldn't it be great that we can't even hold the young people on Friday night because they're coming because of the power of God? Breathe on us again that we might function with what you created us to be. Because God did not put his church upon this earth to be a punching bag for the devil. God didn't put us on this thing to be the quiet, ignorant ones on the other side of the tracks. No, he said, every bit of ground your feet walk upon, you shall inherit the land. It's time for us to get Holy Ghost filled. It's time for the breath of God to blow on us again. We need the gifts of the Spirit in operation in the church. Can you say amen? Amen. If we're going to be the kingdom of God, let's be the kingdom of God that God created us to be. For he has placed in us over and over, in my name you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You shall tread upon scorpions and serpents and none which shall harm you. You shall tread upon the devil, for he's putting him under your feet. It is time for us to rise in the power of God, but what we need is the breath of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God just spoke to me as I was saying that and said, God has brought people to this church from all over the world, and he has formed it and placed it together. He's getting ready to breathe. An evangel church of God is getting ready to raise up and demonstrate what God called us to be. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Amen. I said, get ready. Praise the Lord. Get ready for what God is going to do. But what does it take? He said to them, go and dwell in Jerusalem until you be endued with power. Everybody listen, 500 people heard him say that. 120 showed up. What happened to the 380 that heard it and didn't show up? They're probably still having church. But while the 120 was reaching thousands every day and evangelizing the world, they faded away. How many want to see your children saved? Amen. Lord, breathe on us again. How many want to see your family, all your family members saved? Lord, breathe on us again. We need a Holy Ghost revival. We need a Holy Spirit revival that literally shakes the ground we are standing on. Can you say amen? Amen. The Bible said after the Holy Spirit had fallen in the upper room, the devil got mad and went on his attack. And the disciples gathered together and they had another prayer meeting. And they grabbed a hold of each other's hands. And they said, why does the heathen rage? And they said, God, touch us again. Fill us again. So it says that we might preach your word with boldness, and that laying on hands of sick, you heal the sick. And the Bible said, then suddenly the ground where they were standing was shaken. Wouldn't it be great to see this whole building just shake under the power of God? And then they went out and preached the gospel with boldness, laying hands on the sick. They recovered. God did miracles in their lives. What was the difference? He breathed. And they became a living, functioning church.